Yesterday, we talked about veterans serving time in prison who are still entitled to some of the benefits they earned while in the military. In fact, not all veterans doing time claim what's owed to them. Paperwork is one obstacle. And this morning, we meet two people who are trying to help, also inmates at a prison here in California. Krista Almanzon of member station KAZU in Monterey has their story.
Jerry Lytle never collected the benefits he earned from service in the Army, and once behind bars, he didn't realize he still could.
In 2004, I met up with another veteran who was getting benefits, and he said, you know, you should get your benefits. You're entitled to them.
He's serving 32 to life for murder. Even so, he's still entitled to VA disability benefits because he suffers from PTSD and his exposure to Agent Orange in Vietnam. But he's not eligible for what he would have gotten on the outside. At most, Lytle can get just over $100 a month. If he wasn't incarcerated, his monthly payment would be more than $1,000. Still, when he filed for disability, he says he got the runaround.
I think because I was in prison, I couldn't deal directly with them. I was dealing with them through the mail, the only process I had. I really believe that they were just trying to discourage me to give up.
He didn't give up. But it wasn't persistence that finally worked. It was a transfer to this prison, the Soledad Correctional Training Facility in California's Salinas Valley, which is home to a unique inmate-run program.
Veterans Office, Inmate Muniz.
Inmate Ed Muniz helps run this veteran service office. Here, incarcerated vets can get help filing and fighting for VA benefits, including disability, education, and burial benefits for those who die in prison. Muniz gets up to show me the office. It's a large cinder block room with windows looking out on the prison's main corridor. A black POW MIA flag hangs on the back wall next to filing cabinets and a bookcase filled with thick federal code books. Muniz says this all started because of fellow Vietnam veteran Michael Doc Piper. He's the other inmate who runs this office.
I got here in 2003 and right away found out a little bit about my background and pestered me for a couple of years till we got going.
It's a complicated background, to say the least. Muniz is serving 25 to life for his wife's murder. But before that, he was a lobbyist in Sacramento working on veterans issues. With the warden's approval, they started this office about 10 years ago. Now, they're not only helping veterans in this prison, they are also working with some incarcerated vets by mail at every prison in California and in 23 other states where word of their work has spread in newsletters. Muniz says most vets didn't know they could still get benefits.
There's an awful lot of people that are in the VA, as well as general public, that are not too excited about helping out convicted felons, people that are incarcerated. So that's been a struggle. So far, we've prevailed.
On the two computers in their office, they've kept detailed records of their work. Their numbers show over the past decade, they've helped about 1,000 incarcerated veterans get more than $15 million in benefits for themselves and their dependents. Still, it's a tough job to do from prison. The computers don't have internet access, and their printer is locked in a cage so staff can review what they print. So they rely on help from the outside.
Hello.
Hi, George.
That's George Dixon. He's a Monterey County Veteran Service Officer and essentially does on the outside what those guys do on the inside. His office helps the prison office by reviewing the inmates' claims and submitting them to the VA.
And plus, we can access and check status on appeals and help them with appeals on the outside.
And that's the big thing they can't do.
They cannot do it.
He says his job is not to judge these veterans for their crimes, but to help them get what they earned.
When you look at some of the discharges, combat experience, Vietnam, Gulf War, Persian Gulf, Grenada, Panama, and those are the individuals that are in there.
It's why his office is working to develop a similar program at the neighboring Salinas Valley State Prison. There, they've trained 7 inmates to help veterans start the VA paperwork. Inmate Ed Muniz hopes to reach more veterans in a different way.
I plan on paroling here. I plan on continuing to do this. They put a tag on my toe and bury me.
His first chance at parole comes up in a couple of years. If he gets out, he says he'd work to expand this program in prisons up and down the state. For NPR News, I'm Krista Almanzon.